You said the floor?
Well, one desk, but many.
Oh, but a whole bunch of desks? Yeah, well, it'd just be the classroom, I suppose.
I'd ask you some names of buildings around town. Like, if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go down to the
library.
And if you wanted to mail a package, you'd go
to the post office.
Or if you wanted to see a movie or a play, you'd go down to the
picture show around here. Or the theater, Good Coast Theater.
What about the person, the woman, who would take care of you if you had to go to the hospital? You'd call her the
nurse.
Or say if you had to catch a train in town, the place that you would go?
A depot. I don't know, I'd call it depots. I've heard a lot of people call them depots.
Is there any other way of describing that place besides depot? Maybe the
rail center, or I don't know.
You ever hear people call it the railroad station?
Well, yeah, it could be the railroad station.
Or you would catch a bus at the
bus terminal.
You know, in a lot of small towns in the South, the downtown business district is arranged kind of around the courthouse.
Around the courthouse, yeah.
What do you call that area?
Square.
Square.
Courthouse Square.
Or say if downtown, if two buildings were facing each other, you would say that this particular building is across the street from the other building.
Yeah.
Well, now, what if one of those buildings was kind of at an angle from the other one? What would you call that position relative?
Catacornered.
Catacornered from each other. This expression, what would you say that police in the town are supposed to maintain?
Law and order.
Or in the days before they had the electric chair, you would say murderers were
hanged.
I want to ask you about some names of cities and states, mainly just for pronunciation.
Okay.
If you were in Baltimore, you'd be in?
I'd be in Maryland, in the state of Maryland, yeah.
And if you were in Richmond, you would be in?
Virginia.
And if you were in Raleigh, you would be in?
North Carolina.
State right below that.
South Carolina.
And if you were in Miami, you'd be in
Florida.
And if you were in Baton Rouge, you'd be in
Louisiana.
And if you were in Louisville,
Kentucky.
And if you were in the state that Truman's from,
Truman, Missouri.
And if you were in Little Rock,
Arkansas.
And if you were in Boston,
Massachusetts.
And probably the biggest city in Maryland would be?
Gosh, I don't know. I've been there, but isn't it Baltimore?
And the capital of this country, that would be?
Washington.
Specifically?
Washington, D.C.
And probably the biggest city in Missouri?
Would be Springfield, Massachusetts. I mean Springfield, Missouri. Springfield.
What about the city, you know, with the arches that's the symbol for the city? The big arch in Missouri?
The big arch?
Is that St. Louis?
Well, that's...
Or am I thinking of something else?
Well, yes, St. Louis. St. Louis, kind of St. Louis is on the part of it's over in